This episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by the vacation planners at MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel. And why do we call them vacation planners and not travel agents? Well, it's simple. They're in the business of putting together vacations and treat every client's vacation like it was their own. If you want to know what it feels like to be treated by the best, and I mean the best professionals in the travel industry, then go visit them at mei-travel.com, mousefantravel.com, or click on their banner at mickeymilespodcast.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly from Kensington, Connecticut, and I love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 121 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WW Today, and with me on the show is Michelle Scribner-McLean, who is probably getting out her Christmas tree right now.
Yeah, I am. You know, I wasn't in the Christmas mood, and then I went to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, and I thought, this is ridiculous. And then by the end, I was completely in the Christmas spirit, which I'm usually against doing Christmas stuff before Thanksgiving, but there we go.
Yeah, nothing like snow on Main Street USA to make you want to put up that mistletoe.
Or I heard it's called Snope.
Snope. Yeah. That's correct.
So I wanted to thank everybody who popped on the Mickey Miles Podcast webpage to wish me a happy birthday. I was overwhelmed with all the birthday wishes. So thank you, everybody. And I have a shout out, and it is to Brendan Harrell, who did 15 miles recently and was listening to our podcast. So good for you, Brendan.
Good for you, Brendan. So being the middle of November, we're about to start a series of shows that involve what everyone is doing to prepare for a very special weekend in January 2014, and that's the Walt Disney World 2014 Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. So we have been looking at the experts that we need to bring on, and right at the top of our list is a very special person who has been with us before. And we are pleased as punch to welcome back to the show. She is known as the Diet Diva. She's a nationally acclaimed nutrition expert and is the official nutritionist of Run Disney. Please welcome Tara back. Welcome, Tara.
Well, thanks for having me.
We are so pleased to have you come back and help us, help our listeners get ready for all things. But on this particular show, we want to talk about a recent trip that you made to Atlanta, and a specific, I believe it was Turner Field. Is that correct?
That is. Yeah, we had a really special event at Turner Field, and we had a bunch of bloggers and just Run Disney enthusiasts, and we had some mom bloggers as well, and we were getting the word out about ESPN, Wild World of Sports, and all the different offerings that are there. And then we had a little run the next morning from Turner Field, which was really cold, but very fun.
So Tara, this is one of the run meetups that Disney has had in Walt Disney World and in Disneyland. Was it very similar in terms of format? People could join in and get invited, and then there were folks like you from Run Disney there to do some talks and talk about interesting things coming up?
Exactly. Yep, that's exactly what the format was for the Saturday morning event where we went running. Jeff Galloway was there, and of course, Jeff lives in Atlanta, so that was kind of fun for him to be on his own stomping ground. And we ran underneath the Olympic rings and ran around the courthouse, and then came back and actually finished up on the field, on Turner Field. And of course, that's where Mickey and Minnie were to get our pictures taken with them. So yeah, it was quite exciting. And then the New Balance people were there with a little bit more information about the new 2014 shoes that are coming out. And they revealed that it is going to be the pink polka dot mini that's going to be on the women's shoe and Sorcerer Mickey on the men's shoe. But we still haven't seen the actual shoes yet.
Yeah, I just saw the logos online. That was really interesting. So, you know, in these other events, it seems like they've just been at, you know, on Disney property, and this is this isn't kind of a public space. Did you get a lot of other people there wondering what was going on, trying to join in?
Actually, the Atlanta Runners Club happened to be set up right across the street. I guess that's where they normally run on Saturday morning. So they were looking at us like, who are you and what are you doing? Kind of on our turf, which was fun. But yeah, no, it was, you know, it was a private event just for the Run Disney invited folks there. And the partnership with the Atlanta Braves is that the Braves do their spring training at the Wild World of Sports. So there's a partnership there, you know, with the Braves team. So I think that's why they chose Turner Field. And, you know, that's why we were there.
Cool.
So Tara, is this the only planned, are we aware of whether or not this is the only planned on the road meetup, tweet up?
That is the only one that I have been aware of. So it was very successful, though, so I wouldn't be surprised if they don't do a few more like this. And we had people from all over. I mean, there were people from Canada, from the Carolinas, from, you know, Birmingham, not just Atlanta there. So people came from far and wide, even though it wasn't on Disney property. They were still excited to come.
Did you get to meet some different people who you haven't met before?
Yeah, well, and we kind of did the two events. So the night before was kind of a mom's event, and we had a very special guest, Warwick Dunn, former NFL running back, Hall of Famer. And he showed up, you know, right at the end, and all the women were, of course, all excited about that. And he's a big advocate for sports, of course, but also has a big charity where he builds homes for single moms. And so that was really exciting to kind of see that partnership as well.
You know, Michelle, I don't think I've ever told you this, but Warwick Dunn and I have had a relationship in the past. He actually played for me on a number of my fantasy football teams.
Yeah, you guys are really close. You're really close.
So he and I go way back.
I'm going to confess I don't know who that is. Sorry.
Sorry, I believe he played for played for Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
He played for Tampa Bay for many years, and he went to Florida State, was a all-star there. And what's interesting about him is that he was raised by a single mother, oldest of five kids, and his mother was a police officer and got murdered, I guess, when he was like 18. And so he raised his siblings.
Oh my gosh.
And then, you know, became this All-American, you know, and he's just a really good guy. So now, you know, that he's retired from football, he's going back and doing all this charity work. And he's doing it all over the country where he's building homes for single moms because he just, you know, his mom had such an impact on him and encouraged him so much to pursue sports and to, you know, to be the best young man that he could be when she was still alive. So I just think his story is amazing.
That's really cool.
His charity work has been well known by all those who followed him, and he's just an amazing model that we all should follow. And it's just, hats off to him.
Yep.
I guess I don't recall. Could you tell us? I maybe have short-term memory loss. Do you have an idea as to how many people were at this meetup?
So I think we had about 30 people at the mom's event on Friday night. And then at the meetup, I believe they were probably about 75 maybe, but I could be wrong. I don't know. I didn't really count. But it was a nice group. It was a really nice group.
And did you give a presentation?
Yeah, just a couple minutes. Just talked a little bit about, you know, the importance of nutrition and how, you know, we focus so much on our running, but we don't always think about nutrition and hydration and all the things that we have to. So, yeah, just a couple minutes.
So, Tara, we actually have a friend who attended the Atlanta meetup, and her name is Jessica Owatonna. And Michelle recently interviewed her, so let's hear from the perspective of a Run Disney participant what this meetup was all about.
So I'm here with one of our good running buddies, Jessica Owatonna. And Jessica I've known for, 3 years, 5 years, Jess, I don't know.
Since 2010, well, the beginning of Team All Ears.
Yeah, so we're Team All Ears mates, and Jess and I got to run part of the group of 12 people who ran the Wine and Dine. And just a super, super nice person, and she lives in Atlanta, and recently she got a chance to do the first non-Disney property meetup, right, Jess?
Yep, I did. I had a friend text me that morning and said, oh, they announced that they are going to put this on their blog, so check it out at 11 o'clock. So I was at work furiously hitting refresh, refresh, refresh until it finally came up and signed right up.
That's
Wouldn't
great.
Miss that opportunity.
Oh, that's so cool. So let's talk a little bit about your experience running Disney first. You've been running Disney races for how long?
January 2010 was my first half marathon at Disney and first half marathon at all, ever. I just started running to run that race.
That's so cool. And in the meantime, you have done what other races?
At Disney, let's see, I've done two Princess, two Goofy, Wine and Dine. I think that's it.
And she had a baby in the middle.
Oh, yeah. That.
So have you ever gone to any of the other meetups? Because they're pretty hard to get into.
I have. I did the meetup for the 2012 Princess with one of my best friends. Got into that one also.
That's cool. So you can kind of compare them.
Yeah, it was a lot different, obviously, not being at a park. Yesterday at the meetup, we ran out on the streets, and they were saying, okay, stay to the left. The police are going to kind of keep us safe on the street. And obviously in the park, we had no issues with cars coming at us or safety.
Yes, so it was kind of a different thing. Yeah, Tara said that,
yeah.
Too, that there was another running club across the street.
Yeah, Atlanta Track Club does long runs on the weekends, and I guess they use Turner Field also as their kind of base that they run out from and come back. So that was kind of cool. They're training for a half marathon that's on Thanksgiving.
So this particular group, was it bigger, smaller, about the same size as the number of people who were at the meetup when you were at Disney?
I think about the same size. They accepted 100 people, and it seemed to be about the same size to me.
And what time did you have to get there?
6 o'clock. So early.
In the morning. Wow. And did you get some swag? Did you get a Run Disney t-shirt?
Yeah, they gave out really cool swag. We got a shirt at the beginning. And then at the end, when we were leaving, they gave us a drawstring bag that had a water bottle, a bumper sticker magnet, a pen, a bracelet, a $15 gift card to Puma. So that was really cool. And some other stuff in it, breakfast bar things.
Cool. So can you kind of run us through what happened at 6 all the way to the end of the meet? Kind of tell us
what
happened?
Sure, yeah. Got there at about 6, checked in, hung out for a while, tried to take pictures in the dark of everything. And then they did a little introduction. Brian with New Balance did a little clinic before we ran about good form of running, and it was 4 different things to look for. Posture, midfoot strike, cadence, and lean. So we practiced those, and then we went out on about a 2-mile run out around the state capitol, which is pretty close to Turner Field, and then back to Turner Field. And then once we got in Turner Field, we got to run down onto the field, take a picture with Minnie, and then do a lap around the warm-up track, and then back up, had some breakfast. And then they had a couple of speakers, and then we got an opportunity to take a picture with Minnie and Mickey together, and then that was about it. It was about 3 hours total. I left there about 9 o'clock.
Oh, that's so cool. So who were the speakers? You were kind of sitting in the stands, and they had a microphone, or how did you hear?
We were out on the main concourse, and they had set up some picnic tables. So they had a microphone, but we were really close. We weren't out in the stands or anything.
Okay. And who got to speak with you?
You would ask that.
Well, I guess Tara Guidus was one.
She did. Jeff Galloway talked. This girl from New Balance. I think her name is Allie. And then she introduced an athlete that New Balance sponsors, an elite athlete, that actually lives pretty close to me, maybe like, I don't know, 5 or 10 miles. And she is, it's really cool because she's pregnant. And so she was talking about how she's training and being pregnant changes that. So that was neat to hear her perspective. I can't remember if there was anything else.
I bet the athlete's name was Warwick Dunn.
Her name was Barbara.
Oh, no, no. There was an elite athlete. There was a football player there, right?
No. The athlete's name, she was Barbara. I think that was the night before that they had...
Gotcha. Okay.
At the bloggers meetup.
Yes. I got it. Okay. Cool. So, so you went out and ran for about 2 miles and came back and got to take pictures. And did it mention any other possibilities of any other meetups in other cities coming up?
They said that they'd love to do other cities, but they wouldn't answer anybody's question of when or where. So, I guess we'll have to wait to see them announce it. But they had people at this meet that came from 39 states. I thought that was crazy.
39 states at that one meetup?
Yep, and Canada. Some people came from Canada just for the meet. So I don't know if they realize that, if they see, wow, people are willing to travel for a 3-hour meetup because they love running and they love Run Disney so much. And maybe they're going to do a lot more of these meets. But it was amazing to me that people would travel so far for something like this.
Would you have?
You know, I might go to a surrounding state, you know, Alabama, Tennessee, South Carolina, but I don't think I could go to Canada for that.
I know, that's quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
Interesting. So did you get a chance, you didn't get a chance to see the New Balance shoes, we heard?
They showed the video, I think, that they released at the same time, and I was so excited to see, okay, what's the character going to be, what's the character? And so we saw the colors, but they didn't show the actual shoe yet.
And do you think you'd buy them?
Absolutely. I bought the ones this year, and I like those, but the new ones, the pink mini, that's going to be even cuter. And they're going to have kids ones, so I can get one for Little Harper, and we can match.
Oh, how cool. Did they tell you how much they're going to cost?
No. I think they're like, just hand over your money. We say, okay.
So if somebody's going to do one of these meetups, the strategy really is to stay at your computer and be able to kind of jump on as soon as they announce it. Because with 100 people, it fills up really fast, right?
Yeah, it seems like they announce that they're going to announce it. So once they've announced that they're going to put this blog out with that, they seem to keep the same email address. So if you have that saved, you can go back to an old blog post or put that in and get it ready with your name in it, and then you see the blog post and you just hit send and you should get in. I don't know.
We'll have to put that in our show notes what that is.
Yeah.
So, oh, well, thank you so much, and we hope you get into the next one. And when is your next race? I know, but no. Good. So you and I will be doing Dopey together, and hopefully our big group will be running together again, because that was really fun.
That was best. That was the most fun half marathon I've ever done.
Yeah, that was a blast. All right. Well, thank you, Jessica Owatonna, for joining us and telling us about your meetup in Atlanta. And
thanks, Michelle.
Back to you, Mike.
Thanks to Jessica Owatonna for giving us that perspective. And so, Tara, speaking of nutrition and what you are well known for, what you're an expert at, Michelle and I were... We spent time at the Tower of Terror Expo. We went to your presentation. It was just awesome how you discussed why we gain weight while we train. And we would love, Michelle and I would love to have you come back on the show and talk a little bit about that, because I think it's something that all our listeners would benefit from. So would you be willing to do so?
Of course. That sounds great. I would love to.
That'd be awesome. So we thank you very much.
For Jessica Owatonna, Tara Guidis, and Michelle Scruton McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road. This episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast has been brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel. And I'd say right about now, people are starting to think about those spring vacation trips. And those who are really smart are going to the folks at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel to help them make those dreams come true. So do you have a dream and you don't know where to start? Well, why not start by visiting the professionals at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel and let them help you make those dreams come true. Visit them at MEI-travel.com, MouseFanTravel.com, or click on their banner at MickeyMilesPodcast.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at Facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at Twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.
I have often dreamed of a thought.